Greetings, greetings, greetings. This is Natural Times with Taliba Johnson, bringing you the latest, most fascinating, hip, fun, innovative, and informative trends naturally. This is episode 71. And this is the episode that is new information on an old idea. But this information that I want to give you is about clean living, healthy living, wellness for self. And once you do it for self, it will spin off to others. Now, I want to begin this episode with a few positive words. Self-care comes first. Trust the process. Results will eventually come. But keep at it. There you have it. Now I have to apologize if I'm sounding a little raspy. Because for some reason yesterday I maybe came down with a cold. And today this is the results of it where I'm kind of losing my voice. But I still want to give my listeners informative information. Progressive information constantly. So I still have to get on the airways and still produce so that you can still get the information that you and I need. Now, like I said, this is a spinoff of an old tradition. But it's a trend. It's a new trend. And it's for those who want to remain in the clean, healthy line of living and their lifestyle. What I want to talk to you about is the vegan condom. Yes, there is a vegan condom out there. And why there is a vegan condom? Because this is the alternative to the standard latex condom. And according to the FDA and the Health Corporation, latex is the best material form that is used out there that has a form of being porous but yet not too porous to let in unwanted situations. And from what I'm reading and what I'm finding and researching, the vegan condom stands up to the traditional latex condom just as well. The only thing is that it doesn't carry a lot of chemicals that is used to produce the latex condom. And the vegan condom is more natural in the material that is being used and the consistency of it. Now, the good thing also about it is that, like the latex condom, the vegan condom is FDA approved. And there is a variety of vegan condoms out there. Now, come on, everyone. Why I picked this particular trend is because each and every day, regardless of what we do, we have to strive for health, being healthy, our wellness, individual wellness, as well as our individual way of keeping clean. And why I'm using condom as a way of keeping clean is because we have too many statistics out there with the rising numbers of HIV, STDs. I think the acronym is STIs now. And because of this rising numbers of cases, we need to continue to do things to keep ourselves safe, healthy, and clean. And for those who are vegetarians, they're always looking for different things that will keep in the line of that. And here you have it, a vegan condom. Now, the good thing about these vegan condoms is that not only are they FDA approved, but it's important in maintaining environmental factors. Because even the latex condom does not break down as easy when it's being disposed. Whereas the vegan condom, at some point, it starts to break down, where it doesn't add to our eco environment that may cause havoc in some kind of a way. They are also free from any animal byproducts, which is another good thing that a lot of people who are vegan or vegetarian or Presbyterians that they're looking for, to make sure none of these byproducts are incorporated in the material of the condom. And besides it being ethically vegan, there it's also non-GMO. It doesn't use any of those compositions. And it also has no carcinogens, which has a tendency to be, say, once carcinogens enter the body, it starts to wreak havoc like free radicals. It has the tendency to break down certain things that goes on naturally in your body. In other words, it disrupts the ecosystem that goes on normally in everyone's body. Now also, not only are they safe to use, and why I mean safe to use is because the latex material also has a tendency to disrupt the ecosystem in the female. The latex has certain components, just like the lubricants that are being used, have certain components that hurt the female area. And we want to play safe. Let's put it that way. We want to play safe and be also environmentally aware of the safety of the female's body as well as our environment. So that comes in that condoms is not just the man's responsibilities. Women can also purchase the responsibilities as well to let the man know that she cares about her body just as much as she cares about his body. So women can also purchase condoms out there. So the vegan condoms are massive. There's so many companies, and they come in varieties, just like the latex condoms come in varieties. So I want everyone to, you know, to kind of like take responsibility of yourself, because we're into self-care. And by taking that responsibility, you don't even do it just for you, but it spins off in doing it for others. So there you have it, my listeners, the vegan condom. And there is, like I said, a couple of companies out there that are striving very hard in making sure that they keep within the FDA guidelines and making sure that these condoms are readily available, just like the latex condoms are readily available. I also researched and found out that there are also some condoms that has companies that have fashionable condoms by brand names that you would never know that these companies, these brand companies that we purchase their clothing item, they're actually making condoms. Now, I think you need to research that one just a little bit more, because some of these companies that make these clothes, that they may put some effort in making the condom with their brand name on it, but let's find out if it's up to par, if it's up to standard to prevent unwanted situations. And I don't know if they're actually in tune in doing that more than they are to sell the clothing. But I know for a fact that the vegan condom is standard, is up to date with all of the criteria to make it safe. So you go and you try and find out how, and enjoy yourself. buy one of these vegans. And if you tend to use a vegan condom and you feel like talking about it, maybe it's a subject that you don't want to talk about, leave me a message on my podcast, Natural Time with Taliba Johnson, and we can discuss it more. So here's some few words that I want to leave with you today also. It says, do something today that your future self will thank you for later. And the person who wrote this is an unknown, but I have to say thank you for leaving those words because this is just very fitting. So on that note, this is Taliba Johnson for Natural Times, and I want you to have a natural day. See ya.